Good morning. Good morning. Coach Michael Burt, 6:43 on Tuesday. Beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful day here in Tennessee. If you want to look at that sunrise coming up. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, good morning. My name is Coach Michael Burt. Whether you watch this on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, thank you to all the people who follow my work. I've really spent 31 years of my life being a coach. And the truth is, there's not very many other things I'm really good at other than coaching people. Started coaching when I was 15 years old. Tom Alexander, I got asked by a former baseball coach when I was 15 years old to be a junior pro basketball coach. And man, I fell in love with it, Daniel Hodges. Absolutely fell in love with being a coach. And I remember when I was 15 years old, trying to get the camera right there, that I would write the players notes and letters, and I would, you know, I would do all these really cool things as a young basketball coach. And man, I knew that was my purpose. And I'm spending a lot of time at this point in my life helping people locate their primary skills, help people locate their purpose. Dave Stegg, hope to see you tomorrow at the Lodge for Monster Producer. So I spent a lot of time thinking, James Garcia, how to help people perform at their highest level. I study a lot of peak performance. I study a lot of, obviously read and dissect a lot of information. Spend a lot of my time, pretty much my whole life, coaching people. And I'm fascinated by what helps people play at such a high level. Can't get my, right, Dave? And I'm reading a book right now by Daniel Pink. Pink wrote a book that was similar to my book on Flip the Switch called Drive many years ago. And he basically stated that there were, you know, three things that motivated people, what he called drive. One was purpose, one was autonomy, and one was mastery. You know, that was his motivational theory of drive. When I wrote the book on Prey Drive, I said that there's actually five things that activate something deep inside of people. And I use that word activate very intentional because activate means to initiate. It means to create. It means to take an action towards something. You initiate a drive inside of you. Okay? You initiate that. And so I'm reading a book right now by Dan Pink called The Power of Regret. And at first I thought, you know, it's a great concept. Maybe it's not that great of a book, but as I've gotten into it deeper, it's really very powerful because there's two types of regret he talks about in this book. And Chris Gooden, there's one type of regret where it's the regret of if only I would have done this, if only I would have showed up, if only I would have followed through, if only I would have started and finished, if only I would have pursued my dreams. Now you parlay that with a book called The Five Regrets of the Dying by Bonnie Ware, and she talks about spending time with people in the last 12 weeks of their life and the big regrets they have. And one of the regrets both males and females had was they lived their entire life for somebody else, right? And that's the if only regret. If only I would have pursued my dreams. Now, when you compare that, Tim, this if only regret, because what Pink is saying in the book, The Power of Regret, is regret is not all bad if it causes us to change our behavior, right? If we do something and we really screw it up, which we all have, and we regret it, it actually causes us to change. And we needed the regret, we needed the breakdown to actually change, okay? So the power of regret can be a good thing because there's a consequence attached to it, and the consequence helps us change. So he said there's two types of regrets. There's if onlys and there's at least. Now, this is the one you want to focus on because at least says, at least I gave it a shot. At least I pursued it. At least I got off the bench. At least I was in the game. At least I put my full force and effort into it. So you don't want to live with if only regrets. You want to live with at least regrets. Now, why am I teaching you this? I can't tell you how many people I see every day struggle to make a decision. Afraid of losing money. Afraid they're going to make a bad decision, afraid that it's not going to work out, afraid they're gonna, right? It's their whole lives are ruled by anxiety and fear. Whole life. Wake up with fear, watch the news, have more fear, live in fear. I've learned as a young basketball coach, anytime I play not to lose, Jay Cash, it guaranteed losing. Playing from a place of fear causes bad decisions. Okay? Anytime I play to win, Pat Riley called it the innocent climb. You don't think about it. You just go do it. And things happen. And good things happen. And right? Because it's innocent. You don't think about what if we lose. You don't think about all of these things. And then, you know, life gets going. And then you start thinking about it. What if I lose this? And what if I lose this? And what if I lose this? And what if this doesn't work? And what if I make a bad investment? Man, I made a bad investment in a technology company in Texas that they told me, good people told me we would get a 30 times return on our investment. I trusted those people, put $50,000 into it, lost every. It took me, Jay Cash, all of one board meeting to know they had no idea what they were doing. And guess what? I regretted it. So is that a regret of, is that a bad regret? No, because it forces me now to slow down. No more. Make better decisions. Be wiser my decisions. Pray about my decisions. See, know who I'm going into business with. Know what their goals are. Talk more about the vision. Don't rush into things. So the regret of that bad deal caused me to slow down and wake up. But here's the deal. At least I was in the game. At least I was investing. At least. See, if only, what if it would have turned out to be a 30 times investment? So I really want to encourage you here. When you're thinking about the power of regret in your life, there's not a person on here, Stan Medina, that doesn't have something in their life that they regret. If the regret causes us to change behavior, become better, that is the positive. But at least we were in the game versus if only we would have been bolder. If only we would have gave it a shot. See, you want to live in the world of at least, not if onlys. Okay, if only I'd have caught that football. If only I'd have gave my best effort. If only I would have showed up prepared. If only I would have done this. See, that's a bad place to live, folks. What you need to say, man, at least I gave it a shot. At least I was in the game. At least I tried to catch the football. At least I made an effort to do these things. So part of my coaching with people has been revealed to me over the last 2 or 3 years, and it's clarity. I'm spending 2 days with a gentleman at the lodge over the next 2 days, and what I'm going to help him get is clarity. Total clarity. So I sent him a message this morning. Said, man, I'm praying for total clarity to crystallize your calling and how to use your gifts and talents in the world to take it to a much higher frequency. So, because so many people are not doing that. Okay. So, if onlys, at least I tried. Two types of regret. This afternoon, Andy Elliott and I are going to do Power Hour. If you're trying to get your sales up, if you're trying to get your mojo up, if you're trying to get your team going, God, what a beautiful day it is in Tennessee. If you're trying to get this thing cranked up, then you're going to want to be on that Power Hour. It's at 4 p.m. this afternoon, Andy Elliott and I. And I want to be talking about follow-up and conversion, the persistence to follow up and convert. Okay? And then tomorrow, if you're really interested in speaking and you want to get better at speaking, Stan Medina, this is for you. Tim Story now doing a series on mastering the stage, the art and science of connection and speaking. Okay, we're putting it out there, folks. All you got to do is come to the table and eat it. Okay, we're giving it to you. Come to the table and eat it. I'm Coach Burt. Everybody needs a coach in life. Let's make it a great day because it's going to be a great day. Love you guys.
Before I get started, there is one very important question I have to ask you.
Coach Michael Burt, Monster Producer Academy CEO. He's a personal friend of mine.
What good is it to have knowledge with no desire? What good is it to have desire with no skill? What good is it to have knowledge and skill with no confidence?
A big part of activating your prey drive is finding and refining your talent. This is something that helps you get to the next place.
People are made up of four parts: a body, a mind, a heart, and a spirit.
You need to know you, and then you need to have an awareness, and sometimes you don't even know what you need.
So all four parts of our nature have to be clicking. Your hard skill solves my problem. The bigger the problem, the more money people are paid to solve it.
Everything is valuable to your future. What I'm really paying you for is your past.
A monster producer combines multiple skills to dominate a market.
When you get to wake up every day and do what you love doing, man, it is hard not to be motivated.
They think at a higher ordinance than everybody else. They want to create new things.
I have a conviction about me, and that's the conviction that you feel when I talk, when I speak. It comes across as passion.
You got to learn how to connect to another person at such a deep level that it moves them. You have goals, you have targets, but you don't have a sense of urgency.
They're going to exchange money, energy. They're going to raise capital. They're going to start new businesses. There's going to be joint ventures.
I think your purpose finds you. It is activated. The word activate means to initiate.
Discipline, which is a derivative of the word disciple, which means to give yourself to a person or cause you believe in. Do you believe in your future, yes or no?
When we know better, we do better. Finding the problem that you are uniquely qualified to solve, and you don't know what problem you really solve for whom, then there is no big financial exchange right there. You should leave here thinking bigger today than when you came.
And I want to shake your hand and look you in the eyeball when you make this decision. Thank you. We'll see you in the back. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.